from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
How aggrieved, how upset, how much of an issue is it going to become if Tomlin elects to go with Justin Fields and doesn't give Russell Wilson, even if he's banged up and not 100%, the chance to get the pound of flesh that he wants against Denver? Because when it was reported that he signed here, it was not obviously the number one reason why he signed. That was the playing time promise.
He was told he'd be the man.
Come here and play. But it was also dangled out there, hey, we do play Denver in Denver this year.
Early.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Go there and break your foot off in Sean Payton's keister.
And so now the timing of this game is troublesome because it becomes more difficult for Tomlin to just say, Russ, let's look at the marathon and not the sprint here and focus on you getting healthy, and then we'll worry about you going back in as the starter when we get you healthy. Russ always thinks he can play. Unless he's like mummified in a cast and can't move, he thinks he can play. He wanted to play against Atlanta. And now that Mike Tomlin is speaking this way before this game and acting like the injury is so severe that he doesn't even want Wilson to really practice tomorrow, it's just a slippery slope, man. These are the types of things that Tomlin gets paid the big bucks for, to navigate these interpersonal relationships with players. And for as much praise as he gets from the national media about how they never have a losing season and all those things, these situations where guys have gotten hacked off about not playing, told one thing, Tomlin doing another, they've sprung up repeatedly on him. It happened last year with Kenny. And I just think we're on the verge of it happening again, Chris, if he doesn't start Wilson. Now, if I were in his shoes, to be fair, I think I would start Fields because, simply put, I think Justin Fields gives them a better chance to win. But I do admit in saying that you run the risk of having a very unhappy quarterback on your team. If you play Fields, if you play Wilson at less than 100% and he doesn't play well, and you go back to Justin Fields, well, then at least you can say to Russ, hey, Russ, I gave you a shot. I gave you a chance. I gave you the opportunity to win this game in Denver.
Didn't work.
It didn't work out. Like, the ball was in your court. You screwed it up. If he does it the other way and goes with Fields, well, like, what version of Russell Wilson is he getting from here on out? And that's the risk. If you feel like you want to eventually see what Russell Wilson truly has, you might lose out on that if you don't give him this game.
I mean, I feel I don't know if I don't feel bad for Tomlin's not the right word, but I just don't think Russ is close to 100%. And so I think Mike would be making a mistake to play him just because he's worried about his feelings, because he would be putting a player out there at far less than full health, which I don't really think any, I definitely don't think Russell Wilson at this stage of his career is good enough to overcome that. You could get like Ben prior to maybe 2019. I think you could get him at 85% for a game, and you could reliably assume not only would he play well enough, he might play really well. He played some very good games when he was legit banged up. A couple of things that I've been thinking about as I've been thinking about like all the other angles to this. Do you think there's any part of Mike Tomlin who wants to win with defense still and not screwing it up, who worries that even though Wilson is a battle-tested veteran, that his desire to stick it to Peyton is so great that he would go out there and force the issue and put the ball at risk, even though he typically doesn't do that, because not only does he want to beat Sean Payton, he wants to rout them out of their own building, and he's going to put the ball at greater risk than he otherwise would, play outside of his normal capacity. That occurred to me as a
thought. What's your answer to that?
I think it's possible. Now, I'm saying if Russell Wilson is deemed healthy enough by their people and they say he is good to go, Mike, like he's going to play as close to normal Russell Wilson as you're ever going to get.
Yeah.
I think that could absolutely factor in.
I think the answer there is yes, because it's human nature. If I was rejected by someone and I see them for the first time, yes, I want to be I don't want to just be along for the ride. I don't want to be in the sidecar. I want to be driving the motorcycle.
And when Wilson
100
went,
miles per
when
hour.
When Wilson went and kicked ass in Seattle in his return game there, that was different. They traded him. Now, you could argue he could still have felt aggrieved, but it's nowhere near the feeling of we paid almost $100 million for you to go away. Totally different ballgame. Here's the other thing I thought of with this. These two thoughts popped into my head while we've been sitting here for the last 5 minutes. We do know this about the Russell Wilson courtship. Guys like Hayward and Watt, veterans, in Watt's case, a guy who has literally never won a playoff game here,
yeah,
reportedly lobbied for this player to become a Steeler.
Yeah, good point.
They went to Mike. And so while I think it's well known that Justin Fields does really well as far as popularity with teammates, DJ Moore said that's still my quarterback after last year before it was fait accompli, they were going to move on from him, but his best receiver wanted him to stay. Very loud, prominent veterans in that locker room, guys whose words carry a lot more weight than other players on this team, wanted Russell Wilson to be here. Whether we think Russell Wilson sometimes comes with baggage or not, they wanted him here. If you go with Fields again when the quarterback, for presumably the second straight week, insists he's healthy,
they might be supportive of Russ.
They might be. Now, I think it's easier to be less supportive of Russ and more supportive of Fields if you're 2-0.
Especially after the way he played last week. He probably won some guys over.
I mean, they probably weren't thrilled that they kept settling for field goals because that puts a little more onus on the defense.
But they also weren't having to run back on the field with 3 and outs and quick turnovers.
No, they weren't. And I know that they like that. But you have to at least consider that a couple of the loudest voices in that locker room period and leaders of this team wanted vocally Russell Wilson to come here and helped court him to Pittsburgh.
And they're veteran players who would like get the veteran part of, all right, he doesn't need to really have to practice hard to
he's
prove
Russell
or show
Wilson.
That he can
he's
play.
Done that. He deserves benefit of the doubt.
I think Russell Wilson would probably describe his situation this way. I'm hurt, but I'm not injured. I'm hurt. I'm not 100%. This thing has bothered me since, by the way, you guys got me injured.
Mm-hmm.
You did this to me. That's the other part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that's another, like, if Russell Wilson is by all accounts, from not all accounts, but from Cabali's account, was unhappy with a scowl and was pouting after the game against Atlanta. If he is upset, I would think if I were him, part of it is you got me hurt doing something that should have never happened. If I got hurt here at work, something happened on the job and it hurt and it prevented me from doing my job and therefore, you know, prevented me from making money or getting bigger opportunities, I would have a vendetta, or I would feel resentful towards my employer. I think it's possible that Russell Wilson could feel that way right now.
And you
now.
Also did
especially
it at the hands of a guy
extends beyond the first game.
Yeah, you also did it. It came at the hands of a guy who has no business being the strength and conditioning coach for an NFL team, because he had that job not at Ohio State or Alabama or Georgia, at Boston College, where, by the way, the only tangible overt connection between your school or that school and this team is that the coach's son plays for them.
Yeah.
Which isn't good. That's just a fact. Does anybody out there actually think they would have hired this guy if that didn't exist reality?
I think Russell Wilson has been humbled enough by what happened in Denver, but I don't think he's been humbled to the point where if he thinks he can play and he thinks he's good enough to play, his head coach should trust him and the medical staff should trust him to go out there and get the job done. Just trying to get inside his head here.
But it's not Pete Carroll, though. It's not like his longtime coach. It's a guy with whom he has a 6 month like
tenure. But they're
tenure.
Playing the Broncos. You know he's going to make an impassioned plea like, Mike, you've got to give me this game. I'm good enough to win this game for
and
you.
I go back to what I said 5 minutes ago. I think that part of it, the desperation with which he wants to be the guy in this game, might work against him in Tomlin's mind. Because you know what he gets if he puts Fields back out there? Not only is it a player who is indisputably healthy, it's pretty bloodless for Justin Fields. They aren't going into Chicago to play the Bears. For Justin Fields, it's Sunday in September. For Russell Wilson,
it's his Super Bowl.
His Super Bowl. It is a chance to permanently get one up on Sean Payton. To whatever degree he cared about
the
way fans treated them. Yes. I'm with a new team. We're 2-0. You're 0-2, and I had a hand in it. And he probably wants to throw 3 touchdowns.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.